You're listening to the Live Free Now podcast, bringing you the news, views, tips, and tools you can use to live a free, prosperous, and healthy life. Find us online at livefreenow.show. And now your host, John Bush.
Give it up to the organizers for putting together this rally! Woo! Give it up for peace and freedom! Woo! It's a great bunch we have here today. We got the militia guys in the back protecting our rights. We got the Trumpers here with the American flag. Woo! Saw some anarcho-capitalists with the Rothbard shirt, the taxation is theft. This guy's a Libertarian Party guy over here, a friend of mine. So it's great to see a very diverse, politically diverse group. But I think one thing that we can all agree on is freedom, right? Yeah. Woo! I want to gauge the crowd real quick. So give me a hell yeah if you think the best thing to maintain health, rather than staying sheltered inside your home, is to get outside and get some vitamin D. So let me hear you say hell yeah.
Hell yeah!
Rather than obsessively washing your hands with alcohol and spraying bleach all over your home and Lysol, we need to get our hands dirty and get down in the garden. Let me hear you say, hell yeah!
Hell yeah, yeah, yeah!
Rather than masking your face with a muzzle, we need to be breathing this beautiful oxygen. Let me hear you say, hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
And in order to maintain good health, especially for our children, rather than injecting them with vaccines, we should establish healthy immune systems through exercise, eating right, avoiding stress. Let me hear you say, hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Woo! So, I've been an activist since 2002. I'm also a native Austinite. Yeah, Austin! Oh, that's been a few years these days about this town. It's kind of going downhill, but it's still, the people are very beautiful, in my opinion. I've been an activist. Now I would consider myself an anarchist. Not the Molotov cocktail kind of anarchist, but the guy that thinks that we shouldn't force people to do things against their will. That the best way to organize ourselves as human beings is through voluntary association, not through coercion. Not just because you're born in a certain geographic area, you're automatically subject to all the laws. Those are my thoughts. And I'm a gun rights guy. I'm a medical cannabis guy. I think that people of the same sex should be able to marry. Although, I don't know why you'd want to invite the government into your relationship in the first place, because for tax benefits. But one of the things that grinds my gears most is health freedom. And the fact that the government thinks that they can control what we put into our bodies and the health choices that we make. And I'm very familiar with that. The way that I earn a living is through selling kratoms. Anybody heard of kratom? Yeah, it's a member of the coffee family. It's made from the powderized leaves of the kratom evergreen tree. And a lot of people take it instead of prescription pain medicine, which is why the FDA doesn't like it. There's also varieties that people take for stress, anxiety, focus. And as a kratom vendor, it's been extremely difficult. I've had my Facebook advertising account shut down. I've had YouTube videos pulled. I can't accept credit card or debit card. And again, because the government doesn't like kratom and the government's in bed with the pharmaceutical companies and there's a revolving door, they make it difficult for people to gain access to this plant medicine that's been around for hundreds of years, especially in Southeast Asia. One of the things also, the FDA puts out a lot of propaganda. So I feel some kindred spirit with the COVID stuff. They always put out this information about kratom-related deaths. And they say that somebody died from kratom because they were shot and they had kratom in their system. That sound like COVID deaths, guys? They say somebody died from, it was a kratom-related death because they fell off of a roof. Hear about the motorcycle crash guy in Florida? He had COVID, he tested positive for COVID, got in a motorcycle accident, died. It was counted as a COVID-related death. And so it really upsets me when the government tries to control our health. And, you know, one of the things that bothered me too is how much division there is these days. Have you noticed how difficult it is to have a rational adult conversation with people who disagree, whether it's about police brutality, racism, or health? I want to encourage people to act with compassion, right? To seek to understand before you seek to be understood. It's absolutely important because those that are in power are very happy to see people divided. It makes them easier to control, it makes them easier to rule. So I encourage everyone, you see the person wearing a mask, don't call them a sheeple. Just think, maybe they are scared, right? Have compassion. I have a theory, the more television you watch, the more afraid you are of the COVID-19 stuff. Same thing with police brutality. It's not all a Soros conspiracy. There are genuinely people that are standing up against police brutality that's been taking place for decades, if not centuries, if you look back to the history of municipal police. So we're all different, but at the same time, we're all the same. We're all human beings. And I want to end on this. I think that the reason why so many people are divided is because we have this top-down, hierarchical, one-size-fits-all system called government, where everybody vies for political power so they can force their views onto other people. I also want to share that there's a huge mass of people that are so brainwashed, they're practically zombies. I know I just said to have compassion, let me call myself out on that one. They don't share the same views that I do. I'm a radical freedom guy, and I believe strongly in freedom all the way across the board. Our freedom ends by violating someone else's rights. Other than that, we should be able to do whatever the heck we want to do with our own body, in our own families, right? So, that is why, rather than asking to reform government, the esteemed gentleman that used to work with the good Dr. Ron Paul, give it up for Dr. Ron Paul! Yeah! Ron Paul Revolution, I was campaigning for him in the city back in 2007, 2008. Man, things would be different if he would have won. He said earlier that government, he alluded to government being here to protect life, liberty, and property. Anybody agree with that? Well, I'd like to challenge you. Ever since government's existence, it hasn't been about protecting life, liberty, and property. In fact, it's done the exact opposite, unless it's the life, liberty, and property of those that are in power. Even when this country was founded, they brought over indentured servants. It was founded by corporations. They right off the bat, set up geographic monopolies. And then for everyone that says we need to restore the Republic or go back to the good old days, I encourage you to think of the Whiskey Rebellion, where peaceful Appalachian mountain men were brewing whiskey, and some of them were using that as a currency, and George Washington called up the militia to put down what they saw as an insurrection because they weren't following the laws and the whiskey tax. They were defying the whiskey tax. So again, I think that if we want to thrive as human beings, the best thing we can do is maybe think about organizing ourselves in a way that doesn't force everyone's views upon us. And so we started an organization, it's called the Freedom Cell Network. And essentially all it is encouraging people to form up in small groups, maybe around 8 people, to work together on mutual goals, to work together to protect your sovereignty, and then network together with other groups. We're already 2,400 people strong, spread out all throughout the world. And basically what we're trying to do is create an alternative form of social organization that isn't a top-down, that isn't dependent on who's in Washington in order if you have your guy in power, and then everything's great for you. It's not about forcing people to do things about their will. It's about freedom, true freedom. And I think when we're able to live our lives more freely, more in line with our values, there's going to be less division in this world, and we're going to be able to live our life according to our own health principles. So check out freedomcells.org, freedomcells.org. There's a huge movement in Dallas. There's a huge movement here in Austin, in Houston, Australia, Western Europe, South America. And again, we're trying to create a free society, the free society that we all deserve, without waiting for the politicians to do the right thing and without waiting for the general public to catch up. All right, thank you so much for being here, you guys. Thank you.
Okay, and our next speaker is